Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
I just finished reading a book entitled Baptism, Faith, and Salvation, written by an acquaintance of mine, Bishop Matti Väisänen of the Mission Diocese of Finland. In his fine book, he makes a comparison between God taking Adam's rib from his side to create his wife Eve, and Jesus' death on the cross, which creates his bride, the Church. I've never heard this comparison before, so I'd like to try an attempt to summarize Bishop Väisänen's words, and I pray that I do not do them injustice. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 21, we are informed that the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And in John chapter 19, verse 30, we are told, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. Again in Genesis 2:21, we read that while Adam was in his death-like sleep, God took one of his ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Again in the Gospel of John, we read that one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. John 19, verse 34. God took Adam's rib from him and created Adam's bride, Eve. And when Adam awoke, he recognized his wife, and he rejoiced over her, because this at last is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Genesis chapter 2, verses 22 and 23. In a similar fashion, the blood and water that flowed from the pierced side of the crucified Christ cleanses us from all of our sin and creates his church, his bride. The Apostle Paul echoes this great mystery in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 27, when he writes, "And Christ gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present his church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish." Thus it should not surprise us that many in the early church saw the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper having their beginnings in the pierced side of Jesus Christ. For the blood and the water pouring out of our Savior's side flow into the two sacraments. In the water of baptism, we are buried and resurrected with Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 5. We are born from above through water and the Holy Spirit. John chapter 3, verse 5. Our old filthy rags are washed clean, and we are clothed with the righteousness of Christ. Galatians 3:27. In baptism, we become a member of the body of Christ. We are washed clean, and one day we will be presented to Christ, spotless and holy, as his beloved bride. And in the Lord's Supper, we receive the true body and blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. There Jesus comes to us in the most intimate of ways to assure us that we are his people. In this sacrament, we experience a foretaste of the feast to come, the wedding banquet when the Lamb and his bride will be united for all eternity. So just as Eve was made from Adam's rib, the bride of Christ, all who believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior, are born from the side of the second Adam, from the blood and the water that flowed from him. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, our Savior and Lord, you declared that the work of bringing in a new creation was completed by your declaration from the cross that it is finished. Give us eyes to see the signs of the new creation in your ongoing healing of the bodies and the souls through your holy sacraments, where you continue to come to us as our Creator, who is bringing in the new creation. For you live and you reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.